Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
In our weekend food section this morning, the dining editor for Chicago Magazine, Amy Cavanaugh. Amy and her staff ranked the 50 best restaurants in the Chicago area. August issue is out, and this must have been a fun assignment for you, Amy.
It was. So many great restaurants in town, so definitely a hard one to put together.
I know that along with your dining critic, John Kessler, you ranked these, but we don't have the usual list of expensive Michelin star restaurants. What did you find out here when you went on this search?
Yeah, we really felt like a lot of the city's most exciting cooking was happening more at mid-priced and lower-priced restaurants. You know, we certainly do have some, you know, Michelin winners and fancy dinners, but we were really excited by what were some of the more approachable restaurants in town.
All right, let's go through this. Let's start at number five here. We'll talk about the top five. And Kasama is a place where even the cast of The Bear has been spotted in line. This must have some kind of menu, huh?
Absolutely. Yeah, Kasama is such an interesting one because while they do have a Filipino tasting menu for dinner, by day they have a very casual menu. They have incredible pastries. They have just really exciting, more casual dishes. And so, like, the mushroom adobo is a particular favorite of mine. And so people are lining up every single day to get that food.
Did you try the nighttime tasting menu there?
I have, yes. That's also really great.
Kasama in East Ukrainian Village, ranked number five by Chicago Magazine. Now, Avec I've heard about, number four in the West Loop in the River North area. And you say this is a place where you don't have to try to get a reservation a month in advance, do you?
You don't. Avec has really become my go-to restaurant, as well as my dining critic, John Kessler's. It is right for any situation. You can take anyone there, and they'll find something that they love. And it just feels very approachable and relaxed. And so there's two locations, which, you know, makes it easier to get a table. But I've always been able to, you know, I can walk in or, you know, book a reservation on short notice. And it's just the food is just still so incredible after 21 years.
And this is one of those places on the list, as you mentioned, not that expensive, is it?
No, this is, you know, you won't break the bank to dine here, which is exciting.
Number three, Gallet in Lincoln Park on Lincoln Avenue. And you liked the pita and hummus at Gallet, didn't you?
Big fan of the pita and hummus. They do a prefix menu, so you select from some different options. But the pita and hummus is included in every meal. And there's a lot of wonderful dishes here, but there's something about that that's particularly special.
Let's see, that is 2429 North Lincoln Avenue. And before we get to the top two, a couple of other notes from Chicago Magazine I wanted to ask you about. You wrote about classic cocktails and a place in the West Loop. Tell us about Money Gun.
Yeah, Money Gun is really doing a fantastic job serving classic cocktails. You know, everything from a Vieux Carré to a Cosmo to even an Appletini are on their list. And they're done with their signature recipes. So some of them are, you know, just tweaked a little bit for modern palates. But what they do is it's called the Dirty 30 Club, and you can get a punch card. And if you try all 30, you'll get your name on a plaque, and you'll also get half-price cocktails on Sundays. So good way to get a cocktail education.
Yeah, you folks listed that as the best introduction to classic cocktails, right?
Yes.
660 West Lake Street. And then I like this, best use of cookies in a cocktail. Tell us about Nine Bar.
Yeah, Nine Bar is a fantastic bar in Chinatown that uses Asian ingredients, such as, you know, Szechuan peppercorn and ube. But they make a cocktail syrup by crushing up Chinese almond cookies. And so you get the flavor of the cookies. You know, you're not tasting crumbly cookies in the drink, but it's just a really fun, smart way to incorporate, you know, the culture of the neighborhood and the owners into the drink.
Chinatown, 216 West Cermak for that. And, of course, so with all the talk about the convention here, you have listed the best spot to pregame the DNC, and it's Kaiser Tiger. What's the story on this place?
Yeah, we wanted to be able to send somewhere that people to us. Excuse me, we wanted to send people somewhere that was walkable from the West Loop, and Kaiser Tiger is a beer-focused spot, but they also have cocktails, and they also have a bunch of sausages, and it is a sprawling beer garden with multiple patios, so it's a spot that can accommodate large groups, and they also really have an incredible beer list, so it's a great way to try a bunch of different beers from top local breweries in town.
Wonder if the journalists will be hanging out there soon. Probably. 1415 West Randolph Street. Before we get back to the list of the 50 best restaurants in Chicago, you mentioned that these are places that are not normally on these best of lists, and in many cases, they're not pricey, very you know, sophisticated, or restaurants that are super upscale. Why? And you mentioned that you think the torch has been passed to kind of another generation here. Why do you think this transition has happened?
I think some of it is related to the pandemic. I think, you know, a lot of things shifted during these years, and we really have seen a lot of younger people kind of stepping up and being able to put their own stamp on their cuisine, which is really exciting. And we just have so many new restaurants opening every day that the scene is constantly changing. You know, we certainly have some standard bearers on this list, but as we kind of looked at, you know, what was going on with the food scene, it kind of felt like, you know, it was time for a fresh assessment of the places that were really kind of pushing the dining scene forward.
We're talking about the August issue of Chicago Magazine, listing the 50 best restaurants in our city. Amy Cavanaugh is the dining editor. And Amy, besides food, which of course had to be delicious, what else did you judge these restaurants on?
We took a look at ambiance. We wanted to make sure it was a space that, you know, felt comfortable and that, you know, really contributed to the experience. We also wanted to make sure that people left with a sense of value. You know, even, you know, if the restaurant was pricier, we wanted to make sure that it really felt like it was worth the splurge.
A lot of the places on the list have been around a while, haven't they?
Yeah, we really wanted to, you know, make sure that some of these longtime pillars were represented.
Let's get to the top two on your list. Number two in the West Loop, Oriole. Talk about Oriole. One thing that caught my eye, a lot of non-alcoholic cocktails. I like that. I'm a mocktail man.
Yeah. Yeah, they have wonderful non-alcoholic beverages there. This is our favorite tasting menu in town, so this is where we like to go when we have a special evening. What's so much fun about Oriole is that you move through the space. You start at the bar with some bites and a drink, then they take you into the kitchen where you get to, you know, kind of see what's going on there while you have another dish, and then they bring you to your table. So it really feels like a fun little trip through the restaurant.
Now, you mentioned sashimi, but mainly what's on the menu here? What do they specialize in?
You know, they do really a wide range of different dishes, you know, pretty much, you know, new American inspired, but they pull in some different influences. I think they do a really wonderful job with fish and seafood dishes. So those all typically wind up being my favorites there.
Oriole in the West Loop at 661 West Walnut Street. Okay, now to number one, also in the West Loop, and it's Monteverde. Talk about Monteverde.
Yes, Monteverde is Sarah Grunenberg's Italian restaurant. and it really was our unanimous pick for number one. The food is fabulous. The pasta is incredible. I love the ricotta whey cacio e pepe. I love any of the pasta specials she does. There's lots of wonderful little small bites like Nduja arancini that are so good. But the space is just, it's fun. Everyone there is having a great time. Service is wonderful, warm and friendly, and it's a great experience. And, you know, as we note in our write-up, the bill is always a little bit lower than you're expecting. So it comes as a fun surprise that you get to have this really fantastic experience, you know, without feeling like you're spending so much money.
Wow, that's nice. Monteverde in the West Loop there at 1020 West Madison Street. So what was your favorite dish there?
I feel like I have a different favorite dish every time. My current favorite is the Texas redfish. The chef is from Texas, and so she'll pull in some influences from the area she grew up in, Houston, and she does a different redfish preparation for the season. So I would say if you're going soon, get the redfish.
We've talked about the top five, but I have to ask you about the place that you picked as number 49 on the list. Red Hot Ranch. How about that? You got a hot dog joint on the best restaurant list. Tell us what you liked about Red Hot Ranch.
Yeah, we felt like we had to, you know, represent, you know, the full scope of dining in Chicago. And so we had to have a hot dog on here. But if you haven't been to Red Hot Ranch, this is my go-to, not just for hot dogs, but they have an incredible double cheeseburger, like a smash burger. They have great fried shrimp with spicy cocktail sauce. And it's just fun. It's, you know, it's the kind of place that, you know, everyone loves in town. And I think that Red Hot Ranch is really the spot that does it right.
Good for you for putting this on the list. And you say that nothing will set you back more than $10, right?
Yeah, every item on the menu is less than 10.
I like that. An affordable gourmet experience and two locations in Lakeview and, well, actually three, right? Lakeview, Logan Square, and Bridgeport. And they're at, go ahead, Amy.
The Bridgeport location is, it has a different name and it's a sister spot, but it's all the same menu. And so all related.
That's 500 West 35th and Red Hat Ranch 3057 North Ashland and 2449 West Armitage. Was there one spot that you guys agonized over and you thought, ooh, we got to put this on the top 50, but we got to put this other one in here, you know, like number 51? Do you remember what that would have been?
I don't, but it really was a difficult list to put together. There are a lot of wonderful restaurants that we weren't able to fit in this time.
A lot of great food in our city. The 50 Best Restaurants, August issue of Chicago Magazine. Dining editor Amy Cavanaugh. Thanks, Amy. Have a good weekend of dining.
Thanks so much.